Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Want to play a game that I saw that was trending on Twitter?
Sure, why not? You know I love games.
Okay, Raven, here's how it works. I say a moment in your life, a big moment in your life, and you tell me the soundtrack. What will be the song that's playing as that moment is happening?
Okay? As a DJ, a guy who's worked with music for many, many decades, I feel like this would be easy for me.
Okay, so I'll start really easy. You just got married.
Oh, that's nice. What a sweet, sweet day. That's an easy one, really. I always think of this guy floating in the sun in the Hawaiian surf.
This is actually the song in my wedding video when it goes to pictures of my honeymoon.
Really?
Yeah, this is the song playing in the background.
Pretty standard Israel K, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Guy did a great job eating and playing the ukulele and singing.
Yeah. All right. Good news, you're having a baby.
Oh, life is forever different. I'll be paying for this the rest of my life. But in the meantime, it all started with a moment of fun.
This is the song that you think you're going to play when you welcome your child into the world. You're going to be playing Limp Bizkit.
I'm just saying I'm going to be thinking about, you know, the choices that I made earlier and why I made those choices.
Okay.
And I did it for the nookie.
Okay.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Well, you know, it's factual.
I'm glad I'm not your baby. How about, big moment in your life. You look down at your lottery tickets and you just won. You won $5 million.
Oh, this is a glorious day and I'm going to let the world know what I think about them. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get it.
Okay.
Get off my lawn, kid. I'm rich now. Get away from my house. So listeners, never come here again. Where is my private helicopter?
I always think it's funny that the minute you win the lottery, you just decide you're going to become the biggest jerk on earth. Like, that's your plan? You think that's completely normal?
I earned it. Uh-huh. And I think it's normal for a good percentage of the population, yes.
All right. These have all been really positive things that happen in your life with your soundtrack.
Right.
But what's the soundtrack, the song when... most probably this happens. You flunk out of high school.
Well, you know, I got to let the world know that even though I flunked out of this, all right, and I might seem like a bit of a failure right now, I'm going to persevere. I'm going to overcome. You can't put your rules on me, Mr. Authoritarian concept of an emperor overseeing all of us while we supposedly get an education.
Okay.
You remember when Dee Snider taught Miguel how to walk again in Cobra Kai Season 3?
That's a spoiler. What if nobody's seen it yet and they're waiting?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I can overcome anything with the help of Twisted Sister.
Okay.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Raven picks them. It's 3 news stories, and you only get to hear about one. Raven chooses which one it is. Raven, you ready for today's options?
Give it to me.
Number 1, China is banning karaoke songs that endanger national unity.
Well, no surprise there, China.
Number 2, top heart surgeon fired for flashing people at Target.
Good call.
And number 3, handcuffed man steals ATV and goes on police chase.
I mean, flashing people at your local big box store hardly seems like a crime nowadays. I'm going to go with ATV because I love a great escape.
That guy got fired from Duke University, and I'm sad you didn't pick that. But yes, we will go with the handcuffed man that steals the ATV.
Oh, he was handcuffed on top of it. I had no idea.
Okay. A handcuffed man in Oklahoma hijacked an ATV and led police officers on a high-speed chase earlier this week. Here is the helicopter reporter and the crew from Oklahoma News 4 breaking down the entire situation.
I love it.
I can tell you that this guy possibly has one handcuff on one of his hands. I believe they had him in custody at one time. He's moving, guys, so he's doing about 70 miles an hour.
Oh, nice. Man down here.
They got him. He's in the water, and hopefully they can take him into custody here. Yep.
One more time. When he hits the water and flies off the road. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Man down here.
He said nice.
I love a little play-by-play right on a car chase. One thing, when I lived in California, there was a car chase, I swear, every single week. And usually not a car, was a motorcyclist.
Mm-hmm.
And it was live on television every single week. You remember, though, they used to, you know, sell those videotapes, right? and like most horrific crashes or whatever, you know, and this was then, except it was all happening live. So whenever those videos would come on and they would like, you know, the commercial would come on where they're selling the tape, I'd be like, I saw that one. Oh, I saw that one. Oh, I saw that one too.
Can we agree that if there is, it's somebody that's doing something completely illegal and we watch them crash or do something dumb, we can also react like this?
Oh, nice.
Man down here.
Yeah. Like, that's fine, right?
It summarizes and it, you know, conveys what we're all thinking is that if you do something bad, there can be consequences and we don't have to feel sorry for them.
It's true. What do you think you could do with your hands handcuffed? Because I've been thinking about it and I have a list.
Wow. Okay, a list, huh? I mean, I guess with my toes, I could probably change a channel on a television.
Okay.
I mean, not like specifically find a channel, but if I had to go up and down, I could do that.
If you had to go to like switch to Netflix or Disney Plus, forget it. Your toes would have to be really muscular.
No, I've got one button thing on my remote. So I could get there theoretically.
Okay.
I just don't know if I could scroll through until I found something to actually watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I find it interesting that you think that you would use your feet instead of your hands in that situation, because I immediately assumed that I would use my mouth.
Mm.
And I would think things that I could do with my mouth, with my hands handcuffed behind my back.
Right.
Sleep. I mean, we could sleep no matter what. You just fall asleep.
Sure. Okay.
Eat cut up fruit. French fries. There's a lot of foods
that you would just dip your face right into.
I just put my face directly into the apple pie and take a giant bite, and I don't need my hands to be able. I don't think I could drive an ATV, though, but I could dance. Like, not like real twerk, because you need your arms to get that momentum of the hips.
Yeah.
But like, I could probably do a decent salsa, maybe a merengue.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
And I guess we'll do it after the show. Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Raven, if you take forever to RSVP to a party that you're invited to, or you don't RSVP at all, that's all I need to know about you.
It's an annoyance when you're putting something together, that's for sure. And you know, a lot of people, they're playing chicken with it right now, right? Because it's like, oh, am I going to go? Am I not going to go? Am I going to have better plans? Am I going to be paranoid? Is there going to be, some sort of restrictions? I don't know. There's a lot of that happening.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I threw like a formal party. So my best friend is getting married and I'm the matron of honor. So me and her mom are throwing the bridal shower.
Yeah.
So now it's funny because I was with her on the phone last night with her mom and we're going over the list and we're trying to figure out, okay, how much food, like how many tables and chairs and all this stuff.
And you can't
because like... First of all, the RSVP date is still a week away, so technically people have a week, but it's like
70%. But you hate them anyways for taking the time.
It's like, you look at that, like, you kind of know, like, we're having it outside, we're having it in a tent, like, you know whether or not you're going to make it or not. Like, just text me and tell me. I give you three options on that invite. I said you could email me, you could text me, or you could call me with all the information.
Let me ask you something. Why do we give so much time for people to RSVP? Because the truth is like you said, I mean, they pretty much instantly know whether or not they're going. Maybe you give them a week to come up with, do I actually have something that day? Check with their partner, their spouse, their family, maybe get a sitter if they need it, that type of thing. But, you know, other than that, do people really need 3-4 weeks? Because it just creates these problems.
Well,
every time somebody's throwing a party and you talk to them, this is one of the biggest things.
Right, because you're waiting like patiently.
Well, because the food needs to be paid for by a certain time and planned for by a certain time. All those things you talked about, those people aren't waiting to get their numbers.
And then I feel like people look at that date and they think like, oh, okay, I'll just wait until that date.
Right, I've got until 5 minutes before that.
And then the date comes. And you almost like, you're such a sucker. You believe that when that date comes, everybody's going to call that day. Yeah. And then it's like 2 days after the RSVP date and you're like, oh my God, there's 10 people on this list I have to go track down right now. And then you have to have the conversation. Should I reach out to them? No, forget them. If they can't RSVP, then we're not going to call them.
So,
it's the same thing every single time.
So when you do it, so if you get an invitation, do you RSVP immediately? Tell me the truth because, if you're going to say no, is it too hurtful if you say no the first day or is it better, you think? Are you just ripping off the Band-Aid?
Oh, yeah.
And giving them the straight answer and letting them know, is it better?
Yeah, absolutely. If I know right off the bat, like, I can't come, I'll let you know immediately. You want to know, for me, it haunts me. It like haunts me in my head that
it's like the pressure of like, I've got to tell them.
I got to RSVP.
They're going to be upset.
I got to call. I got to text. I got to send the response card back. Like it bothers me until it's completely done. So I just get it over with right away.
I love when an invitation shows up for somebody that I know and the RSVP is to somebody I don't know. All right, because I will RSVP to that like lightning and be like, nah, I ain't coming.
It's ridiculous and rude.
I'm usually always
so rude.
You know me. I'm never going to nothing.
It's really.
I'm working.
You should be embarrassed at yourself.
What are you being mad at me for? I mean, that's my schedule.
I don't know. 1-800-330-9999. You could always call or text. You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you.
What's something that's always broken? 1-800-330-9999. If you're a McDonald's fan, you probably experience that their ice cream machines are always having issues. You can't get your flurry. It's been an internet joke for years, but it's true. On average, 11% of all McDonald's machines across the country are broken at any given time.
I mean, it's amazing, right? Yeah. Reading the details of this story has really just blown me away.
You're right. And a judge has awarded a temporary restraining order against Taylor Company. That's the company that makes the McDonald's ice cream machines. Why? Why did they actually get this restraining order against Taylor? There's a documentary from it that explains it.
Turns out that Taylor is the only company that is authorized to repair and maintain these machines. It's in their contract. If you call anyone else but Taylor, first off, they wouldn't know how to use it because it's such a strange, esoteric machine. But also, you would void your contract, your warranty.
So
it's crazy, man. Like they got you locked in. Like that's got to be illegal, you would think.
Right. And
hence the judge.
How much does it cost to have the Taylor repair people come to fix the McDonald's ice cream machine?
Tell me.
Somewhere to the tune of $144 for the first 30 minutes, and then up to hundreds of dollars for each additional 15 minutes thereafter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big money.
Yeah. And it's exactly what the lawsuit says. The lawsuit alleged that Taylor had designed a flawed code that caused the machines to malfunction to profit from machine repairs.
Oh, would anybody think that this isn't true? I mean, what happens every time they're coming out with a new iPhone, right? Mm-hmm. Your phone stinks. As soon as there's a new update, what happens? It's always the way this thing works. I wonder if they own the Slurpee machines, too.
Well, they actually...
Because I go into Slurpee place,
yeah.
Slurpee machine, one of those is always down, too.
Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, they have all the same Taylor machines.
Wouldn't you think so,
but they don't
right?
have the same problems. That's why McDonald's is so mad, because all these other fast food chains that also have
theirs work fine.
Those work fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing, right?
It's fascinating. But it got us thinking, like, there's certain things that no matter, like, it's always broken, and it drives you crazy, because it's always broken. For me here, it's the air conditioning in the studio.
Right.
It's either too hot or it's too cold, and it's never right. And whenever we have a discussion about it with the building, there's like this made up fake stuff.
Oh, there's always a part coming.
There's a part.
We have to wait on a part.
It's always a part.
Even though the water cooling system for the entire building actually just got repaired and replaced. In fact, in the last few months, there's always still some part that we're waiting on. And here's the thing. If you were going to order a new unit, why would you order the unit that the part had to come from a mountaintop on the other side of the planet instead of like, you know, readily available right down the road?
I think it's a conspiracy.
You've heard my theory. My theory is that the air conditioning actually works fine. It's just not the right unit for this space. And so they're just like, every time it gets really bad, they're like, no, we're waiting on something. It'll be better.
What's always broken? 1-800-330-9999. A judge has awarded temporary restraining order against Taylor Company. That's the company that makes McDonald's ice cream machines, because they allegedly designed those machines to always be broken so they can make money off their repairs.
It's crazy. This story is so long and involved, but it's nuts. And you know, if you've ever been to the McDonald's drive-thru on a hot day, like that machine is busted.
Yep, definitely. But there's some things in your life, like no matter what. So whatever machine or something that you use, that it's broken all the time and it drives you crazy. What is it? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
The elevator at my job, at my building, is always broken. I am forced to take the stairs. There's like a freight elevator that, but because everybody and their mom is getting on the freight elevator, it's, and you know, with everything going on, you don't want to be packed in an elevator. But our office is on, you know, it's past the 20th floor. So that's, you know, I'm sweaty by the time I'm in my office.
Well, you can't go to the 25th floor. You can't climb 25 flights of stairs.
I mean, I'd be taking the freight elevator.
Right?
And I tell my boss that if you expect me here at 9, you better get another elevator working, because I'm going to be up here at like 9:48. I'll be waiting on that elevator.
Our elevators here are wacky, to say the least. And I always say that that might be the end of me one day.
Like you might die in them.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But we have four of them. So mm-hmm. if one or two are wacky, like I'll just keep pressing the button. Even if two of them had a sign on there that said Anna's dead
yeah.
in this one on one shaft
mm-hmm.
and the other one said out of service, I'd keep pressing the button if I thought the third and fourth one would show up.
And we're only on the third floor.
That's right. But they're double floors. It's a corporate building. Those are big. They're big staircases.
I climb those stairs every day.
Well, good for you, I guess.
Right, because I want to survive it.
Not me.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's always broken?
My doggone phone charger. I swear, I feel like I buy one every month. Maybe every other month or something like that, but it just continues to keep getting broken and I can't charge my phone. And sometimes I'll plug it up at night thinking like, oh, great, in the morning, I'm going to have my phone, I'll be good, I'm going to go running, and no charge whatsoever.
Oh, you mean the cord? I have issues with cords, too.
It's because you guys are both cord abusers, all right?
What?
You got to take care of your cords.
I mean, but how do you take care of it? Well, I roll it up nicely.
No, you can't roll up a phone cord. Like, you got to do a big circle. Are you doing a big circle or a tight circle?
I mean, I'm doing it like, I don't know, like a normal circle around my wrist.
No, you definitely can't do it like that.
Why?
You got to do a big circle, big wide circle.
I mean, where are you putting this giant circle?
Every
cord?
Time you crunch a cord,
yeah.
All right, or fold a cord or whatever, it gets weaker. And every time it gets weaker, it charges slower. It's true.
Is that science?
That is science. Apple will tell you this. And the other thing is you can't get fake cords. So you can't get them at the convenience store or whatever because those will only work for like a week or two. And then they get weaker automatically because they use a different wire inside than Apple uses.
That seems like a lot of
nonsense. I'm telling you right now, you can Google it. Lightning cords versus regular cords. Google it.
All right. Well, I don't think the size of the hoop that I make when I roll it up has anything to do with it.
Both of y'all can't be mad at me because you guys are cord abusers.
All right?
Not my fault.
Okay.
Denial. Trying to project on me. Don't project your cord abusive nature on me.
How about, like, the big old school clocks? Like, we have a big clock here in the studio, always broken. The clock in my gym, like the big round one, I never know what time it is. And when you're sweating and you're counting down the minutes to the end of class and you don't know if it's right or not, the clocks in the classrooms were never right either.
Yeah, I don't know about the clock in our studio. I mean, I'm not sure if it's broken or possessed, but it's definitely not accurate. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
How about the battery door on the back of your remote control? You know, when that little thing breaks off? And now you got to tape it. And now there's going to be tape on your remote for the lifetime of your television.
What is always broken? 1-800-330-9999. A judge has awarded a temporary restraining order against Taylor Company. That's the company that makes McDonald's ice cream machines, saying that they purposely had designed them to break so that they would make all the money off the services.
You know that the money is in the treatment, not in the cure, Anna, as they say.
Yep.
I'll tell you right now, I haven't grabbed a shopping cart that worked correctly in at least a decade.
They all got the crazy wheels. Like, what's up with those wheels?
Right, and why does it only lock up when I grab it?
Or how about the noise when it really shrieks and then you have to deal with it the entire time?
Oh, I'm going to push this thing all the way through Walmart. It's like a workout.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What is that thing that is always broken?
Okay, so I know it sounds cliche. However, at my job, the copier never works. And for that matter, my printer never works.
Our printer right here in the studio is currently not working. It keeps saying the printer is offline, and I don't know what that means. And, like, I keep clicking things, and nothing happens, and I'm embarrassed to have to call an engineer in to figure this out.
I think that your computer is screwed up right now because I have been printing to the computer in our studio for days. It's been fine. But to be fair, there was like a 9-month stretch where that printer did not work and we couldn't figure out anything to do with it.
It kept saying there was paper jams. We would take the thing apart, we'd be covered in ink. There was no paper jam.
There was no paper jam.
And how many times do we go to our copier here and there's like a sign stuck on it and it's like waiting for parts? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know how to work that one anyway. So that thing could be fully operational and I'm not going to be able to get a copy out of it.
That's actually pathetic, Raven.
It's true.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's always broken?
The Wi-Fi, 100%, all the time. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I try to put in a password. I stand next to the router, and it's still like to think I'm going to get better reception. I plug it in, nothing. I can't figure it out.
I like when people walk around with their phone up in the air.
Closer to the satellite.
Yeah, like that's going to somehow make something work more, you know?
I'm getting closer to space.
That's old school. I'm like that, too. Like, I want to use the rabbit ears on my TV and like get better reception.
It doesn't matter where I am either, at work, at home, somebody else's house, you know, whether you're a guest, you walk into a building, whatever, and it asks you if you want to join the network. I always say no because the network never works.
Never.
The network sucks. My wife is considering trying to get us to join in on this Samsung class action lawsuit.
Oh, here we go.
Because she believes that the television has destroyed the internet in our house. I've told you this.
That's not real.
She's crazy.
That's not real.
She's a crazy person. She's
streaming. Streaming is ruining everything.
But the frustration leads to this craziness. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Chet Hanks is an actor, but he's more famously known as Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson's son. Yeah. And he's, you know, a lot.
He's crazy.
He's very vocal, doesn't share the same views as his parents. Overall, he's colorful.
This is the one who's always been showing up in a viral video here or there doing his Jamaican accent.
Yeah. He also says it's going to be a white boy summer.
That's right.
Yeah.
He did say that at the beginning of the summer.
Yeah.
It's true. Anyway. I would argue that every summer has been a white boy summer, which has kind of been the argument over the last summer or two, right? So thanks, Chet.
Anyway, he posted this video on social that's going viral.
I suggest to all my followers, you guys set an appointment and get the vaccine first thing. Psych! If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay. All right. So he's an anti-vaxxer. Whatever.
Just crazy.
But my favorite part is this.
Psych!
I mean, what? Both your parents had it. We're in the hospital.
They were like the first ones.
Right.
They were literally the first ones.
We're America's like first test guinea pigs.
Psych!
But just his use of
psych
just brings it back. Because I was like, well, listen, I don't necessarily agree with anything that you say ever, but I can agree that this was fun.
Psych!
People don't say psych anymore.
I actually decipher what he's talking about now better than I have anything else he's posted in a very long time.
It's true.
I mean, on that, I understand his language.
Psych!
Right.
So we started thinking about it. Like, there's some sayings that if we could just bring them back.
Yeah.
Like, they were good. I feel like the 90s and the 80s had really good sayings, and we haven't had a lot of that lately.
Listen, they say that the music that you grow up with when you're 13, 14, 15 is the stuff that you carry with you throughout your life. And for me, language-wise, it's the same. I mean, I use a lot of these words all the time, every day. And I love the fact that people think that I'm crazy with doing it. It's all right.
I'm just excited.
You've got your finger on the trigger, and it feels good. It's okay. I forgive you. What are the words that you would bring back or start using again?
The first one would be for my husband, Paul. Yeah. My husband, Paul, has been stuck in the 90s for most of his life. And
God bless him.
Anytime he sees a balloon and he has it anywhere within reach, he will take it and he will hit somebody over the head, usually one of our daughters or me.
You've told me this.
And he will automatically say this.
Homie, don't play that. Homie, don't play that.
If we could bring back homie, don't play that.
Yeah.
I just feel like overall he would be a happier human being.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm leaving somewhere, I want to say it with authority, right? I want to say, you know, goodbye to my friends in a way that's memorable. So I always say peace out.
I'm
Audi 5000.
Audi 5000.
I could be Audi 5000 right now.
Who made Audi 5000?
I think it was Outkast,
right?
1,000 years ago.
I think so too.
Yeah, I don't remember though. That's the thing. Mm. But I do remember the phrase and I'll still say it.
Yeah.
What's your other one?
I would definitely always bring this back.
Mm.
Talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand.
There's the Terminator. Talk to the hand. But do you remember? The reason why I love this is because it also had an action with it. So you would put your hand out in somebody's face and you'd be like, talk to the hand. And now there was other things you could add to it. Like talk to the hand because the face ain't listening.
Oh,
but my favorite was talk to the hand because your breath I can't stand.
Well,
that was the one that I always would use.
Feels confrontational to me. So I didn't use that one. Fresh. Fly. Dope.
Mm-hmm.
Dope is still good.
Raven, you use dope all the time.
All the time.
I tell you not to because like nobody says dope anymore.
How about holla at your boy?
I was going to say holla at your girl. Yeah.
Those ones still feel good, right?
Psych!
Yep.
Here it comes. It's the Craigslist Price is Right.
Hi, Brittany. Today we're playing Craigslist Price is Right Summer Edition. This is an easy game to play. Anna is going to describe for me an item that's for sale right now on Craigslist. I'm going to take a guess at the price. All you have to do is correctly identify whether or not my guess is higher, lower, or equal to the listed price, okay?
Okay.
All right, Brittany, let me get my announcer voice on. And today we have a 1971 classic 26-foot Stamets Flybridge.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
It's a boat. It's a boat. I didn't know what it was either. I feel like they should have put boat in the right in the title.
Right.
But then there's a picture of a boat and you put two and two together.
Okay.
Okay. The comments read, no serious offer refused. So this boat is a bit of a project boat, but with a little work and some money, it will result in a really fine vessel. She is not hard on the eyes, but has not seen the water in a few years. We have gotten away from boating, and frankly, this is a little too much boat for us. So, side note, this is a busted boat.
Well, it's a little bit too much boat for that guy, but it might not be too much boat for this guy right here. I'm a champion.
It goes on, this boat will need at least a new carburetor, but likely an engine overhaul. If I were to keep it, I drop a refurbished crate engine in and have a great reliable boat.
Listen, buddy, nobody cares about what you would do because you ain't doing it.
There's also a broken port light and a couple of bottles of stain or mildew remover will be needed to bring this awesome, recently redone upholstery back in shape.
Oh, wait, now it's starting to sound like a jalopy.
Well, I told you, it has a lot of mildew and stains and, right. This boat has a VHS and stereo.
Oh, I like that.
Anchor and ground tackle and ton of extra parts and such.
Let me see some photos here.
Okay.
How many feet did you say was the boat?
26 feet.
I mean, that's a good size boat. Let's see here.
Yep.
Yeah, take a look.
What do they
here.
Say about boats? The best day and the worst day?
The best day is when you buy it. And the best day is the day you buy it and the day that you sell it.
Mm.
Okay. It looks a little bit like the boat in Jaws.
Yep.
Except it's in the middle of a field surrounded by a bunch of junk.
And cinder blocks.
Okay. Yep. I'm going to go. Oh, gosh. Boating's really up, all right? People want to get out on the water. It's hot, and, staycations are in this year, last year, probably next year, too. $3,100 I'm going, Anna. $3,100 for the boat that's on land.
Brittany, do you think the actual retail price of the busted boat that ain't nobody want
wow.
is higher than $3,100, lower than $3,100, or is that the actual retail price?
I think it's going to be lower.
You would be correct. Actual retail price, $1,000.
$1,000, and serious offers entertained. That means I got $50 and a half pack of Marlboro Lights.
And it's all yours.
Wow.
Congratulations, Brittany. You just picked up this Amazon Alexa.
Woohoo!
I'm going to be honest. Is there anything more annoying than when you go on vacation with people and then one of them is always like, oh, I'm on a diet. I can't eat that. It's like, we're on vacation.
Right.
What?
There's no rules on vacation. And furthermore, when you're talking to me about it, like you're ruining my good time. Lie to me. Tell me you've got like a tapeworm or something like that. And you've got to maintain something because of medication. I don't want to hear that you're following rules.
I've always said that like if I go away on vacation, I am good for 5 pounds. Like there is no doubt I'm not coming back at minimum 5 to 7 pounds heavier.
You know, I don't weigh myself all that often. So it's not like I would know what I was before I went or when I went back. But I've had trips where literally you could see the change in me through the photos.
Yeah.
like if you made it like one of those animation flip books with the photos, you'd be like, oh, that person's health is deteriorating. You'd think it'd be over several years, except it was over 7 days.
Right. At an all-inclusive, all-you-can-eat buffet.
Well, I mean, it's a trap.
Gwyneth Paltrow says that she has never been happier than when she allowed herself to relax her diet, drink wine, and eat pasta and dairy while on vacation in Italy this summer.
Can you imagine Gwyneth Paltrow doing these things?
Right. She's like the one that's all about, like, she eats nothing. I actually don't know what
air.
She eats. Air. That's what she eats.
Primarily.
I'm like, wait a minute.
With a side of water.
You had some fettuccine and some Cabernet and it made you happy? I'm shocked by that. 1-800-330-9999. What made you fat? When you went away, what was the most weight you ever gained? Where did you go?
Okay. So I spent 7 days in an all-inclusive Mexican resort. So you can imagine, like, I ate every chip they brought. I ate every bit of cheese they brought. The margaritas were endless. It was embarrassing. I knew I felt bloated. But when I got home, I had gained 10 pounds, if you can believe that. 10 pounds.
10 pounds in a week? I think, given the right all-inclusive, I could probably do the same thing.
Here's the thing, though.
The margaritas alone.
Yeah, it's salt.
If you're away, right? If you're abroad, just pick up a parasite, all right? Good tapeworm.
Oh, boy.
Will keep your weight right in check, all right? I knew a guy. He went to Mexico. He had a great time. Got himself a parasite. Mm-hmm. He never looked thinner.
Okay.
Couldn't figure it out for like 3 months what was going on with him. He thought he was dying.
Okay.
Turns out something was just feeding on his insides.
But you think that's all right?
He's still handsome.
Okay.
They got it out of him.
Yeah.
I mean, now he's good.
And he's fit.
I think he kept the weight off.
Did he? Well, that had a happy ending.
Right. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, no, all-inclusives, I feel like, are a death trap waiting to happen.
I mean, that's what they're waiting for. They don't put moose out in those kind of quantities on the dessert area at regular places.
Mm.
And the flan, there's flan cakes in every color and shape there.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When you were away, how much did you gain?
Oh, my gosh. I went to Greece to visit my family, and everybody always talks about how the Mediterranean diet is, like, one of the best diets. All we did was eat and drink wine the whole entire time, and so I came back with 17 pounds worth of fat.
17
like, oh
pounds.
God.
That's a lot.
Yes.
It would take me the rest of my life to lose 17 pounds.
Right. I mean, that would be the end of a 3-week vacation. from then on. Like, you could never do that again in your life, right? You would have to gauge it out. You'd be like, the most we can go is 7 to 10 days so that I can get back here before I actually eclipse 10 pounds.
You don't even fit in the airplane seat anymore on the way back.
I mean, that's the thing. Did they charge you extra?
But on the flip side, best 3 weeks of your life, right? Just eat everything. Give me all the feta.
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah, it was absolutely gorgeous.
The strangest controversy among celebrities right now is showering. And it all started when Mila Kunis and her husband, Ashton Kutcher, they were on Dax Shepard's podcast, and they said this.
For a month now, I told her to stop washing her body with soap. But you should not be getting rid of all the natural oil on your skin with a bar of soap every day. It's insane.
And they doubled down and said that they don't wash their kids unless they completely, totally stink. They said there's no reason to be showering every day.
I mean, on the one hand, that sounds disgusting on the surface. On the other hand, even though it's disgusting, it is Mila Kunis. And Ashton Kutcher is like, I want your natural oils.
Well, I believe in
me
that.
Me Tarzan, you Jane,
yeah,
from the Ukraine.
So all of a sudden, every celebrity in the world is making an official statement on their showering habits. And in case you're keeping track, Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he showers up to 3 times a day.
I mean, if you work out 6 hours a day, you got to do that.
Jake Gyllenhaal, he is team no bathing.
That doesn't surprise me.
But he does say that he brushes his teeth regularly.
He looks oily, though.
What?
Like, his hair always looks a little bit greasy, you know what I mean?
Like, nobody said anything about brushing your teeth. Like, I don't think anyone is going to dispute the fact that you're supposed to brush
teeth. All right, I smell, but my smile's great.
Terry Crews says that he also showers 3 times a day, but I think he just said that because The Rock said it first, right?
Well, he's another one of those guys. He's going to be in the gym. You know that.
Jason Momoa says that he's Aquaman. Of course he showers every day.
Uh-huh.
And then Cardi B said, and I quote, "What's up with people saying they don't shower? It's given itchy." Thanks, Cardi.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's more and more celebrities every day have been making their statement on showering. So Raven and I thought it'd be important for us to make our official statement on our showering habits as well.
I mean, given the fact that so many people are concerned with it, all right, mm-hmm. and that we're big time celebrities. You going first or am I going first?
It's up to you. You can go first.
Okay. All right. Let me just get in here and get in there.
Get in the press conference. Get right. in the press conference to make your official statement.
All right. My name is J. Bartholomew Raven Esquire III, and I just want to publicly say that I endorse showers after all strenuous or stressful activities. After my wife makes sausage in the house or peppers or sauce, because just the onions just won't come off of me. Or every 3 days is a failsafe. That's the fallback on there. I will not ask anyone how often they shower, nor post any signs instructing them to shower, nor judge them based on how often they identify a shower as being necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a shower. I don't believe that a shower passport is needed at this time, but I'm not saying I'm opposed to it either.
Okay. That was good. That was definitely
an official statement. I won't be taking any questions, though. Thank you. I'd like to clear the floor now for
you
my good friend.
You definitely didn't look as sad as Governor Cuomo, that's for sure. Okay. Look at that.
I'll turn the podium over now to my friend Anna Zapp.
All right. Hello, my name is Anna Zapp. I'd like to say the Zapp family does not shower every day. I usually have to question my oldest child endlessly about when her last shower was, smell her hair, then demand she get in the bath.
Wow.
And as for my toddler, she has eczema, so as per the doctor's suggestions, we only try to submerge her in water when you can smell her skank. Otherwise, it's a washcloth bath.
Wow.
And as for me, I shower only after I work out, which is 4 days a week. But there are definitely weeks where it's only 3 days a week. And I'm embarrassed to admit that, but I just did.
Yours felt less like a statement, more like a confession.
It's true.
To me.
Well, I mean,
to
me, anyway. About showering, that's what it is. It's a confession.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Danielle and Frank. Danielle, what's going on?
I was planning my best friend's bachelorette party, and I reserved some rooms online. She has a couple of friends that are a little flaky, and they backed out at the last minute. The rooms were already paid for. I pay for them in advance because it's just easier to just put it all on my card and then, you know, collect the money after. These two girls flaked out and it cost me a little bit of money. But honestly, I think it would just cost me more grief to track them down, ask them to kind of cover themselves, even though they're not coming. I don't really think it's a big deal. I think it's more important that my bestie has a good time and she's drama-free that night. So I'm just going to eat the cost.
How much was the room? How much was their portion?
It came out to like almost $200, like $180 altogether.
I mean, I get it. Whenever you're dealing with a lot of different women and you're putting together events like this, it happens. I mean, it's true.
It does.
It happens.
There's a lot of different personalities going on, lots of juggle.
Yeah. Frank, what's the problem with this? She's willing to eat the money, whatever.
Well, I mean, this is for her friend, you know? If these girls are going to back out and stick her with the $200 bill, that's money that comes out of a gift or something that could go toward the bride, you know? I just think it's really foolish and arrogant. They should definitely have some accountability for this $200.
Well, I mean, on the one hand, you're right. I mean, the behavior is no good. On the other hand, it is $200. It is kind of a gift already for the bride that you're just handling that headache and not letting that problem get out of hand, which, you know, I understand that, Danielle. Like, you know, there's some things that are just worth the cash, because that's the other thing is, like, this is ongoing. So this is the Bachelorette. This is one step. I mean, if these girls are in the bridal party, you're going to be dealing with them throughout the process. Now, lesson learned, you're not going to extend yourself financially for them again, but you also kept the peace and allowed, you know, the wedding party to not have that discord as it moves ahead.
Now, you tried to get the money back for the room?
Well, okay, so I booked it through a third party online, so it was non-refundable. I wasn't able to get money back.
Yeah, it's tough. Let's see what the audience has to say. They may agree with you, Danielle. It's just kind of part of the job of being in charge of the bridal party. And if they backed out, you got to eat the costs and let it be. But they may see Frank's side, too, that what's the big deal saying, hey, listen, I couldn't get refunded for this room. It's $180. Can you guys split it $90 each? Venmo me the money.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's never easy when you're the one in charge of planning a big outing, especially a getaway for a big group of people. And that's exactly what Danielle is doing. She's the maid of honor at her best friend's wedding, and they've got a getaway weekend. Now, it's coming up, and two of the girls have backed out. She already paid for the hotel rooms, and she just wants to eat it and just say, listen, what am I going to do? Cover the cost. I'm not going to approach them and ask them for the money. But her husband, Frank, he disagrees.
Yeah, financials make everything more complicated, right? I mean, it would be one thing if you were just inviting people to come to location. But when you start hitting people with a price tag that's attached, if somebody is on the fence or even meandering a little bit, they find it easy in their head to say, no, I just don't want to do it, or I'm not going to do it. Here's the thing, though. You're supposed to be part of a team. So Frank says, you know what? Turn back and say to them, listen, while you're not coming, can you cover your expenses here? In a similar situation, I had a bachelor party weekend I was supposed to be a part of. I thought I was going to be able to be a part of it right up to the end. I said I was going. I committed to going, and then I couldn't go. I gave them the money. I mean, how could I not give them the money? But it's going to screw everybody else over.
But they didn't ask you for it.
They didn't ask me for it, but I saw it in my friend's eyes.
Yeah.
I saw it as, it just made it easier for him to deal with the group.
Because she's embarrassed. She's like, what am I going to do? Cause a scene with the bride? Like, I don't even really know these girls that well. Like, it's going to be strange.
I get that.
Checking our text line. I'm on his side. Hold them accountable. The bride doesn't need to know what's going on behind the scenes. Another text says, I'm on her side. People have enough grief going on and have their own costs to worry about. All right, Gary. I see what you're saying. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's coming up next. It's a lot of work and it's expensive when you're in charge of planning a getaway for a group. And that's exactly what Danielle is. She's in charge of a bachelorette party. And now two of the girls that had committed to going have backed out. And they have not offered to pay for their hotel room. It's $180. She says, I'm just going to eat it. Like, I don't want the bride to stress about this. I paid for the rooms. I can't get the money back. It is what it is. But her husband, not on board with that.
Frank says, at the very least, she should be billing these girls and letting them know. They made a commitment here. And while you're trying to look out for your friend, it doesn't mean that it should cost you cash. Like you mentioned, Anna, it is a lot of work. There's a lot of stress when you're trying to manage different people coming together for one thing. On the other hand, it's a wedding. So you had a whole lot of, you know, you had a warning long before. You knew this was going to happen at this point. So what's really the problem?
Yeah, but flaking out on a bachelorette party, I feel like that happens often.
It does.
What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
I'm on Huzz. I don't think it's worth the argument, but She could also potentially post it. Maybe she could sell it again. Maybe somebody, you know, post it on one of those websites. Maybe somebody could pick up the room.
Or maybe they can just invite two strange girls to join the bachelorette party.
Right. Which, you know, I mean, on the one hand, could be a disaster. On the other hand, could be the most interesting time of their lives.
That's how you make new best friends, you know? Looking for two girls to replace these spots. Anybody want a party on Friday? Yup. Count me in.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm on his side for sure. They committed. They need to pay up. Actually, hopefully they're listening to the show and then they felt guilty and just make the payment anyway.
You know, half the times when me and Anna talk about things, that's why we do it. just to be real, all right, to let our friends know that it's time to, you know, put on their big pants and do it. Yeah.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Danielle, our audience agreed with you. Sometimes it's just better to pay for the drama that won't exist, you know, so you can just move on with your life.
Exactly.
Frank, you gonna be all right with that?
I guess. I mean, I'll have to pee, but I just hope that this doesn't become a reoccurring thing. Like you said, you know, I mean, this is the first step. It, you know, next week it's something else, and then leading up to the wedding, it's something else.
Well, it's really just the shower. No. And then that's,
well,
like that.
No, it's a valid point, though. I mean, you don't know if there's a night before as they get ready or whatever or around the rehearsal. So it's good to keep an eye on it. On the other hand, you can't have snide comments coming out throughout the process, too, then, Frank, because then therefore, supersede the fact that she spent the money to eliminate any drama. So you can't kind of grumble about it to other people around the wedding party about it, because then the problem will come out one way or the other at that point.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Fool me once.
That's right.
They're on their own after this.
You have a problem too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Jackie, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Jackie.
Okay.
Thank you.
Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, Jackie, today's jackpot is $1,900. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number 1, grilled sunflower heads are the trending new food to try for the summer on TikTok. Post Malone's song Sunflower was on the soundtrack for what Marvel movie?
Spider-Man.
Number 2, Gwyneth Paltrow says she gave up her diet, ate everything she wanted, and she's never been happier. Her character Pepper Potts is the love interest of what superhero?
Iron Man.
Number 3, Jeopardy will have 2 hosts. Producer Mike Richards will host the day-to-day show, and Mayim Bialik will host the special episodes. What 90s TV show was she the title character on?
Blossom.
Number 4, Justin Bieber leads the way with 7 nominations at the MTV VMAs, and there are 6 artists that are nominated for Artist of the Year. And that includes the first-time nominee who released her freshman album Sour this year. Who is that?
Oh, God, I don't know.
And
Lord.
Number 5, Carlos Santana and Rob Thomas have another single coming out a week from tomorrow. It's called Move. What was the name of their hit song that they released 20 years ago?
Maria.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in.
You.
Jackie got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good, Jackie. Nearly $2,000. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, grilled sunflower heads are the trending new food to try for the summer on TikTok.
Okay.
Post Malone's song, Sunflower, was on the soundtrack for what Marvel movie?
Spider-Man Into the Spideyverse.
Yes.
It's a great song. I love that song.
Number 2, Gwyneth Paltrow says she gave up her diet, everything she wanted, and she's never been happier. Her okay. character, Pepper Potts, is the love interest of what superhero?
Iron Man, Tony Stark.
Yes. Number 3, Jeopardy will have 2 hosts. Show producer Mike Richards will host Day to Day Show, and Mayim Bialik will host all the special episodes.
Yeah.
What 90s TV show was she the title character on?
She was Blossom, right?
Yep. Number 4, Justin Bieber leads the way with 7 nominations at the MTV VMAs. There are 6 artists nominated for Artist of the Year, including the first-time nominee who released her freshman album Sour this year. Who is that?
Olivia Rodrigo, best album of the year.
And number 5, Carlos Santana and Rob Thomas have another single coming out a week from tomorrow. It's called Move. What was the name of their hit song that they released 20 years ago?
Smooth.
That's right.
Oh, Smooth Move.
I'm sorry, Jackie. He beat you 5-3 this morning. We will hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. This is Jackie, and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for playing, Jackie. Hold on.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.